through the traps so the animal would catch the bait. So then we can catch the animal.
Tom Collins is striding out into the long grass. In his hands is a small metal animal trap. In the morning, he hopes to find some small mammals in it, perhaps even a lizard.
We're just putting some leaves and twigs in here so it'll be warm for the animal.
Now, where are you going to put him?
We're going to put him on the walkway. That means where the animal comes along. Well, the animal follows his walkway, then he'll get trapped into the trap.
Hello, I'm Amy McCosker. Tom comes from Kunjalala Station in the southwest corner of Queensland. He's out camping at Carnarvon Station Reserve with 20 other students from the Capricornia School of Distance Education. They're here to learn about ecology and how to become bush detectives. 8-year-old Olivia Payne is a budding scientist from Myola Station.
To me, it means finding out what animals' identities are and looking at the environment and the habitats of the animals and trying just to catch what mammals or animals may be living around the area.
This reserve in central Queensland is owned by the conservation group Bush Heritage. Chris Wilson is the station manager.
A lot of things they're finding are undiscovered at home. They're just not aware of them. And most of them are nocturnal animals that you normally wouldn't see. I mean, it's just painting that bigger picture, giving them the tools to go forward, yeah.
The Bush Detective Camp is being run by the Capricornia School of Distance Education in conjunction with the Central Highlands Science Centre. School Principal Ian Bielenberg says it's great that the students have this chance to come together to discover science.
Well, it's important on a number of different levels. You know, first of all, the socialisation that distance ed kids get is very limited. So occasions like this where you can bring up to 20 students together and to be working on something in common across all the year levels is quite a significant learning opportunity. But to do it in such a beautiful setting and to do it in such an environment where they're learning about not just nature in terms of conservation, but also about the hard science of nature and what it's like to be a scientist on the job in the field. It's a unique opportunity in that it's something that these students can understand because it's in their language, and it's something that they can understand because they can relate to it because they're bush kids and they want to know about their environment and what they can do to conserve their environment in their homes.
Is it exciting to see how energised these kids are by the science that they're learning
about? Oh, absolutely wonderful. You've only got to look around the camp and these kids are having fun. They're having fun doing their school. They're having fun with science, they're having fun with each other, and it's a great learning environment where they can relax, where they're safe, and where they can enjoy each other's company in a social event. It's also a great learning event, and the buzz around the camp is just absolutely beautiful.
Put your hands and go like this so that you put most of it back inside there. Go like this. That's it.
Our budding bush detectives are making their own bait balls to put in the traps. It's a smelly combination of rolled oats, honey and anchovies.
Isla, just put it all back in so when Mrs. Beasley brings the water over...
Ecologist Dr. Alison Howes is supervising the students and leading the scientific sessions at the camp.
In ecology, we study how animals use the environment in many different ways. And one of the ways we can look at this is through running surveys, so running mammal surveys or reptile surveys, bird surveys. But sometimes we don't always get to see animals in the environment, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not there or that they don't exist. So we become bush detectives and we look for other evidence that animals may be within the environment. So we look for markings on the tree, we look for scats, we look for tracks in the soil. So we start to think outside the box, I guess, and become bush detectives. Children seem to have a real natural interest in the outdoors. Many parents will observe it, you know, from a very young age. You know, children will want to be outside exploring the outdoors, and I think that's something that we need to nurture in children from a very young age.
In the morning, everyone is up early, keen to empty the traps. hearts are set on finding honey gliders, frogs, and even, to the teacher's concerns, a snake.
Nothing?
Nope.
I thought we would have at least got a mouse. Oh well.
Pitbull probably had some.
While there's no hiding their disappointment, this is all part of being a bush detective, as Grace Payne explains.
We found nothing, but that doesn't mean there's nothing living in this area. We thought because of all the scents and all the people walking around, it could have deterred animals off.
These bush detectives have learnt to look more carefully for signs that animals are around, even if they're a little bit shy.
By using their poo, their tracks, and if there's something like a koala, you use scratches on the trees.
We could find little scats. Like their markings and droppings, so you know they're there, so if you don't catch anything, you still know they're around.